USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Washington State, a second person has died of the coronavirus. These are the first two cases of coronavirus-related deaths in the United States. Meanwhile, several other states are starting to confirm their first cases of the virus, including New York State, where a healthcare worker recently returned to the U.S. from Iran. She's now in quarantine, according to Governor Andrew Cuomo.
She does live in Manhattan. She is isolated in her apartment, and there's no cause to do anything but that.
The former chairman and CEO of General Electric has died. Jack Welch's wife, Susie, announcing his death today. Welch took the helm at GE back in 1981. He retired just before the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001. Welch was 84 years old. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
The longest war in American history might be winding down now after a deal was struck with the Taliban, an agreement that was signed on Saturday. And on Sunday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was touting the deal on the news shows, but stressed that it's about accountability and not just trust, and said the path forward will still be difficult. Pete Buttigieg has suspended his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination just one day after a disappointing finish in the South Carolina primary. Buttigieg saying dropping out now is the best way to unify Americans and get Donald Trump out of the White House in November.
I will no longer seek to be the 2020 Democratic nominee for president, but I will do everything in my power to ensure that we have a new Democratic president come January.
Voters in 14 states will be casting their votes tomorrow, which is Super Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
American factories are cranking out fewer goods as the coronavirus continues to spread. Figures from the Institute for Supply Management showing manufacturing activity grew at a slower than expected pace last month. The Institute's PMI falling to 50.1 in February. That's the lowest level since late 2019. Analysts note the slow growth in U.S. manufacturing coincided with lowered expectations for the global economy because of the coronavirus outbreak. A major economic organization is urging governments to act, in its words, swiftly and forcefully against the coronavirus for fear of its cutting global growth in half. The Paris-based group OECD warning that coronavirus could shave up to 1.5% off the GDP growth just this year. The organization says restrictions on travel and factory closures in China is already disrupting the tourism industry as well as supply chains and commodities. State media saying the top advisor to Iran's supreme leader is dead from the COVID-19 coronavirus. And Judge Judy will be coming to an end after 25 seasons on the TV, but the woman in charge, Judy Scheinland, says she's going to be following up with a different show called Judy Justice. No details about it provided yet. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.